Okay, let's move on to 373.
Request of Charles Johnson to address council regarding taxes and justice.
Good morning and welcome.
Howdy, y'all. I am Charles Johnson. I'm here to actually talk about how our taxpayer money is being kind of squandered on this lie of Portland being a champion for climate change. It seems like every year we actually get an award for being champions of climate change because of, you know, the great work of people like Tom McCall back in, you know, the 70s and 60s. But really, you know, we have kind of seen that Portland's become a fossil fuel center. It's a corridor. The fossil fuel industry is booming here. They get wonderful tax breaks. They get wonderful incentives to come into our community. And it just doesn't kind of sit well with me with the green reputation that Portland has. So coming up, we actually have the propane vote that I'm sure y'all are very aware of. I hear it's a win for the climate. It's a win for the environment. But really, it's going to be sending propane from tar sands and fracking operations in Canada that are poisoning Indigenous communities' water right through our city, creating a giant blast zone in St. John's. I really encourage you members of City Council to actually take a stand on this vote. This is something that's really important to people in my generation because we're going to have to deal with the effects of catastrophic climate change. And the propane terminal, when it's burned, will contribute to 0.07% of all global emissions of carbon dioxide. It seems like a small amount, but Portland really is the leader on these kind of things. But I have a little bit of, you know, lack of faith. Unfortunately, Steve Novick, I know that you have accepted several thousand dollars in campaign contributions from Greenbrier Industries, one of the largest constructors of coal barges, oil trains, that sort of thing, and you say that coal is social justice for China. I hope you actually fall back on your environmentalist credentials on this vote. Saltzman, I know you used to work for C.H. Doomhill. You may go back to work there again after you're done, but C.H. Doomhill is in the business of constructing fossil fuel terminals, and I know City Council has voted to give C.H. Doomhill many contracts to build these things. And then Charlie Hales, I know you worked for HDR Industries, which is in the same boat as C.H. Doomhill in constructing fossil fuel terminals, both upstream and downstream. But I think this is an issue of environmental justice and the violation of public trust. So I'm here to plead with you all to actually think about my generation and the effects that it will have on not only me, but my roommate's daughter, who's still even younger than I am. Also, injustice to communities of color in St. John's and North Portland. They have higher rates of cancer and lack of access to food because of the increasing drought in California. And they're also just dealing with a lot more injustices promoted by the city in general, like less than $15 an hour minimum wage, rapid gentrification promoted by the city developers, and police violence on a daily basis. So as we kind of come up to this propane vote, like, let's really think about our climate action plan and take an action on it instead of just kind of talk about it. Thank you.
Sir,
appreciate your interest in the issue. Actually, we're having a hearing this afternoon on commercial energy benchmarking in order to actually reduce carbon emissions from commercial buildings. So I'm not sure if you're available, but that's at 3:30 today. And then secondly, you might want to check, but I'm pretty sure that neither the city or the state has ever given tax breaks to fossil fuel companies.
It happens on a lot of different levels.
Well, it may happen in other places, but I don't think it's happened here because we have a very limited number of tax incentives that we can offer, and I don't believe they've been offered to anything associated with fossil fuel, but it would be worth checking.
They pollute our climate, which in turn they should be paying taxes on.
And oh, that's sure, on tax you pollution. Bet. But again, in terms of tax breaks, I think it's important to know when the city's actually giving people a break on taxes. We do it for affordable housing, but I'm pretty sure we haven't done it for fossil fuel.
And then don't mandate that the affordable housing gets built. Like,
well,
the
we're working on that. But Commissioner Novick?
Sir, and I have a question, which is that right now, people in Portland use propane in like their backyard grills. And do you think that if we, and that obviously has to come from somewhere, it's transported here somehow. Do you think that if we choose to deny the propane terminal that's proposed, to be consistent, we should also prohibit the use of propane by Portlanders?
I definitely think we should be cutting back on that. I don't think sending propane to China so that we're sending our jobs over to China, because this propane is just going to fuel jobs in China where they have lax labor laws. Unions here in the USA aren't going to be getting those jobs. They're all going to be sent to a place where workers are dying on a daily basis because of lax labor laws, and they're not unionized. So with your like kind of labor credentials, I think you would probably see that it's an important union issue to make sure that those jobs are staying here and not going to China.
I just note that actually the union organizations have spoken out about this issue because the building trades would like to get the jobs of building the terminal have actually spoken out in favor of it. So
there were also several unions that spoke out against it at the hearing last week. So
good. Thanks. Appreciate you coming. Okay, 370.